The Companies Office of Jamaica, the COJ, has extended its amnesty to continue to facilitate the filing of outstanding annual returns and closure of business names from its register. The amnesty, which was originally slated for 2 months, May 4 to June 30, will now end on July 31. Chief Executive Officer at the COJ, Judith Ram Logan, says persons have been taking advantage of the reduced rates and waivers associated with the amnesty. She was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
We are seeing where persons are coming in to file their documents. Mm-hmm. I think we've had like 4,500 annual returns being filed. We've had 500 applications to remove companies. And we've had about 400 applications to close business names.
Yeah.
So persons are coming in. But we are having an extension of that two-month amnesty for another month.
So for the month of July. The entire month of July. And what kinds of reductions are we looking at?
Well, we are looking at significant reductions because an annual return, usually the filing fee is $5,000. Oh. And if you are late, there is a late penalty of $100 per day up to 100 days. So that would be $10,000. Yep. So if you are late with your annual returns, you would pay $15,000. The fee during the amnesty is $3,000 and there are no late penalties.
So from 15 to 3.
That's and for that is for companies that are for profit. For non-profit, the reduction is from 3,000 per annual return to 1,000 per annual return. So there are significant reductions in fees.
There's also the facility to remove a company. You know, a company might be not operating for a long time. You want to remove. And what is the usual fee for the removal of companies from the
Usual fee is $4,500 plus the cost to file any outstanding returns.
Oh.
And usually, though, that could add up to a tidy sum.
Yes.
So what we're saying, no, you don't have to file any outstanding returns. Just pay us $10,000. Just make a request, an official request to have the company removed and a statutory declaration to say that the company has no assets or liability. Mm-hmm. And that is it.
So it's a very meaningful amnesty.
Yes, it is.
And people should
right.
Make
and I just want to say that for business names, there are a lot of people who register business names and then forget them.
Yes.
And then when they come to register another business name, that's when they remember them. And usually there are some hefty fees for renewal of business names or removal. So what we're saying is just pay us $2,000 and just remove any business names that you are no longer using.
What are the benefits of formalization? Because some will say people are running business. Sometimes there is no incorporated business. There's no personal name or anything. What is the value of being on the system?
Well, one benefit is that you can prove ownership then. So, you know, there is an objective place that you can go to confirm that I own this business. You also, to get loans, you have to be formalized, right? Whether it is from a bank or it is from the government, you have to be formalized.
And the government has a number of facilities to help small business.
Right.
That if you're not formalized, you can't get the help, you can't get the assistance.
Right. So, as I said, prove ownership if you want a loan. And also, the thing is that as long as you're registered with COG, you're on our database and the database is on our website, so anybody from anywhere in the world will be able to confirm that this business is owned by this person. So it's a part of person's due diligence sometimes.
And someone might want a business partner, someone might want to access training, and it is important that you are formally registered so you can show that you are legitimate. So you would say that the fees for registration really pale into insignificance compared to the potential benefits.
Right. And I'd like to just say that one of the other benefits is that the banks or financial institutions won't allow you to enter into any kind of relationship with them unless you're formalized. So if you want to open a bank account, you have to be formalized.
Yeah.
Chief Executive Officer at the COJ, Judith Ram Logan, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.